This podcast is from Morning English.
Jump through hoops.
I know that.
Red tape.
We're between a rock and a hard place.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Winter, I need some advice.
Yes, you're fat and need to lose weight.
Okay, thanks. But I mean about something else.
All right, sure.
Well, my friend is really angry with me, and I don't know what to do. I'm in a bit of a jam.
A jam? That's an interesting way to call a difficult problem, right? Why don't we talk about phrases for difficulties today?
Yeah, okay, sure, as long as you help me.
可以可以。Colin 带大家来学习怎么样来讲困难呢？各种各样 difficulties 有哪些非常地道的表达呢？那我呢就来给他一点建议吧，解决他的 difficulty。我们今天节目呢也都会整理成文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。So what happened?
Well, my friend changed her hairstyle.、
嗯、
she got it cut and colored, and she asked me if I liked it.
And you say no.
No. I laughed at her when I saw her.
You laughed at her hair?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was really hilarious. Sort of lopsided and pink and orange. It was ridiculous, and she caught me by surprise.
You shouldn't have laughed, you know? 你这不是找抽吗？竟然嘲笑女生的新发型。
I know that! And now she's not talking to me. What do I do?
That's a difficult problem.You really have your work cut out for you.
Yeah, I really do.
You just have to wait until she's ready to talk, and then do some real growling.
Yeah.
So, what's another phrase to describe a difficult problem?
Well, when we have to make a choice between two things we don't like, we might say we're between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, between a rock and a hard place. 就是在一块大石头。A rock、
yeah.
和很硬的地方 A hard place 很坚硬的地方在他们之间选择、
yeah.
Equally hard choices
Yeah, but、also equally bad choices Another one for two equally bad choices is、Damned if you do, damned if you don't
啊，做也不是，不做也不是 Damned if you do, damned if you don't
Yeah, in trouble if you do something, but also in trouble if you don't do it. Sort of like answering the question, do you like my hair? If I say yes, I'm lying. But if I say no, I hurt her.
You managed to come up with a third choice that was worse, laughing.
All right, let's move on. If something is really difficult to do,We might say it's a devil of a job.
Oh, that's a devil of a job. 糟糕透顶的工作。
Yeah, it's so difficult and tricky that only the devil himself could do it.
Can we say that's a hard nut to crack?
Yeah. That's a good one. And, you know, with this one, we can apply it to people as well.
What do you mean?
Well, let's say you're trying to, I don't know, make friends with someone, but they don't seem interested.You might say, she is a hard nut to crack.
Ah, so people and things can both be a hard nut to crack. 字面意思是难以打碎、难以弄碎、弄开的核桃，就是非常难对付的那种人，或者是非常难解决的事情。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also decisions.
Yeah, a hard nut to crack.
Right.
Any more?
Oh, sure. If a problem has many steps to go through,We might say we have to、jump through many hoops to get it done.
Jump through hoops. 这个 idiom 的意思呢是我们为达到某个目的或者是实现某个目标经受磨难。Right? Hoop, H-O-O-P, hoop. 这个单词是指那种圈、环。Jump through hoops. 从那个环里面一个一个跳过去当然就很难了。
Yeah. Jump over many hurdles to get it done. You know, hurdles like Liu Shang races.
Yeah, jump over hurdles. Hurdle 是那个栏嘛 right?
Yes.
Jump over hurdles, 跨栏。跨栏跑肯定比你直线平地跑过去要费力很多呀 right?
Yeah.
就是经受磨难。
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, If a problem is a bureaucratic one, you know, governmental one,、
yep.
we might say we have to cut through red tape.
Oh, I've heard this one. Where's it from?
Oh, in Europe, governments used to use red bindings for the most important documents. This is around the 16th century. And in America, soldiers,、their pay was、mm-hmm. bound with red tape during the American Civil War.、
Mm-hmm.
So red tape represented important and not easily obtainable things.
Ah, so yeah, 就是在英文里面就是跟怎么讲呢跟政府打交道跟比较官僚的打交道的那种
yes, yeah, yeah.
这种难增加难度的问题、
right.
我们可以又把它叫做 cut through red tape red tape red tape 是指以前在美国军队的时候他们的那个 pay、
yeah.
就是他们的那个工资条吧对吧
yeah, and it wasn't always easy to get
yeah, 是用那个 red tape 缠住的所以啊他们就觉得那个工资太难拿到手了所以 red tape 代表的就是一个非常有难度得到的东西
yes yes、yeah. exactly、
mm-hmm. 就是你可能需要度过、重重关卡然后、多少多少层的审批才可以完成这件事情就可以说 cut through red tape
well, like getting a visa to go somewhere
oh yeah like when I was applying for a Canadian visa
right well we're all out of time for today and Winter your hairLooks nice.
Thank you. 你终于学聪明了。好，我们今天呢就跟大家分享了一些非常非常实用而且地道的来描述一个人或者是一件事情非常 difficult 的一些表达。这些内容呢，我们都整理成了文字版的笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复。加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Well, thank you for joining us today for Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you.
Red tape. Red tape. All this red tape. At a bar full of valleys where we'll plan our escape. She walked in the place. I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught